La fleur de la solitude. Épisode 10. La vie violette. Purple Town. Part 1.
Already thought that heaven smells like lavender. Do I really need to almost die for you to come to see me?
I really thought you've decided to leave us.
Ma chérie. Until you need me, I'm not going anywhere. Come, baby. Come. It's been some time. A lot of time, if you ask me.
Don't strain yourself, please. But this wasn't nice, El. There are other ways to draw attention, you know? Like, you just pick up the phone, or write a message about how much you need me.
That the therapist needs a client.
I'm not your client. But your friend, your partner in crime, right?
I know, but you know me. It has to be dramatique.
Of course it has to. Otherwise an actress couldn't survive. Oh, I missed you. I missed us. If Disney does the casting now, without a doubt, the role of Sleeping Beauty would be yours. You've been sleeping for almost 3 days in a row.
No way. I came...
On Monday, and now is Wednesday.
I knew that this aircon would kill me one day. That's why I rather boil in my apartment. I shouldn't have used it. But it was so humid this summer. Do you know how the neighbors are?
I guess fine. Why's that important?
I remember there were a lot of people around me when the ambulance picked me up. I thought everyone got contaminated by this bacteria and got a pneumonia, like I did.
No, El. The neighbor from the floor above was taking out his dog for a walk early in the morning, and he found you fainted on your doorstep. Then his wife came, and she called the ambulance. And maybe someone else came after them, but everyone is safe. But anyway. It was a bit more complicated than that.
Quoi? Please don't scare me. What do you know? In the end, I'm really dying, right? Just tell me. Frida, please don't let me suffer. I know it. I knew it.
El.
I told you I cannot handle suffering anymore. I just want to die as quickly as possible and keep my dignity. I will sign whatever I need.
No, grâce à Dieu, no. Monique, can I just talk to the doctor?
What did he say?
She said that at first, because of the similar symptoms, she thought it was COVID. But the tests showed it's Legionnaire's disease. So, it's not lethal. I mean, not in your case.
But generally it is?
It's in some cases, but not in yours.
But wait, then how did I almost die?
Look, Monique is still with the doctor and we are still trying to understand all these incredible coincidences that happened and brought you here in this bed.
What coincidences? Okay, Frida, but I still don't know why you are circling like a cat around hot porridge. Just tell me. Is Fidel okay?
I will tell you everything, but you have to promise me that you won't get excited because you might start coughing harshly again and that won't be good, okay?
Now I'm really starting to worry.
Elle, everything is all right. Just some incredible things happened, and in order to tell you the whole story, I need your full attention. Just as you needed mine that fantastic day in the park, okay?
Oh la la, Frida. Are you becoming Dr. House? House? Putain, still. Bien, comme tu veux. Okay, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Okay. So, this morning, before we talked to the doctor today, Monique and I had a café dans un café, and we went to your office, to your apartment, to pick up some of your clean clothes.
Okay, and?
And according to what we found there, the doctor decided to redo the tests.
What did you find there?
I will tell you. Wait a second, please.
Oh, la la.
So, all the symptoms of Legionnaire's disease are here, yes. But there might be something else too. It makes no sense that all the neighbors in the building are fine, even though they all used the aircon during the summer, and only you got in such a complicated state.
So, what else do I have? What did he say? She? Alors, Frida, dis-moi.
How often have you worn a mask since I left Paris? I thought so.
Come on, Frida. Do you wear a mask at your own home? When you are alone?
Of course not. No one does that. But you. Anyway, as you are above 45, no pun intended, and in menopause, and you have all the allergies in the world, and your immune system is terribly weakened, it seems that you might be having one more Legionella bacteria.
Une autre?
Ouais.
De little one?
No, well, that's the one that's not lethal, but causes Pontiac fever. Legionella Long Beach.
Grâce à Dieu.
It comes from...
California?
Yeah.
Okay. I tried to be sarcastic.
But relax. The good news is that this one is less severe than the first one.
Maybe I've been sleeping for too long. But... then why am I still scared of dying if I have two non-lethal bacteria inside of me? From what did I almost die, Frida?
Well, as with these bacteria, from which in most cases people don't die from, but...
Can you please get to the...
In Australia, some people died in 2016.
In Australia? Quoi? First you say it's not a little, then that it is. Pardon, mais c'est trop pour moi. D'abord la Californie, puis l'Australie. And why all this is that important?
Please calm down, you see? Okay. Where does your favorite playground come from? Voila! You were contaminated by Australian soil, and in combination with other bacteria from the bad aircon system and the mold and your health, you are now in this bed. Monique and I tried to reach your amazing neighbor, but of course he wasn't home. Then we called the company, the warehouse that imports that Australian soil, and guess what? They told us that their original compost packaging has a Legionella Long Beach warning label and that we should check if ours has one. And as there are still some packages in the apartment, of course that we checked. And guess what? None of these packages are similar to the original ones. Immortel, Elle, how come you didn't notice something like this?
Well, I did.
You notice the difference? You got the soil in white boxes with some improvised stickers, and you didn't ask why?
I didn't want to be pain in the ass. It helped me a lot.
Yeah, to get under that soil as soon as possible.
Well, he didn't mean to.
Elle, are you kidding me? Did you have something more with this guy?
Of course not, Frida. Maybe I just like seeing his muscles from time to time.
What do you mean? Isn't he like 20 years younger than you?
Putain, I didn't do anything. Is it forbidden to watch? Oh, mon Dieu. Why do you look at me like that?
Because I certainly believe you.
Oh là là, Frida. Tu es à Paris. You are in the city of love and the bohème. What do you expect? A guy from a magazine cover lives next door and offers his help and what? I should have refused?
Ooh la la. So you did it.
When was the last time you got laid? What? Kids got your tongue? And if you haven't noticed, your mouth is still open. By the way, you didn't tell me. Who's staying with Fidel?
You know what? You've just reminded me of old people who lose all their boundaries and become unapologetically rude.
Vraiment? Good. I don't have to wait for that age. Life is too precious not to be authentic. It seems that I am advanced. Good. But it is very nice that you are talking about boundaries.
Okay, so you are not feeling so bad when you can knock me out like this. I just hope that your libido can handle the consequences. But what to say? Everyone writes his own destiny. By the way, did you know that he is just a regular employee in that company? And that you are not the only one who got scammed by him? I just hope the doctor won't find some other bacterias that come from watching this guy's muscle, of course.
But what did he do wrong? He told me that the soil that I got was even better than the original one. As I was his neighbor, he added some extra components that were left from these elite gardens. He knew how much I cared about my plants.
Mm-hmm. Because you were his neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. What a good storyteller. Whatever. But that's not everything, of course. Do you remember what your walls look like?
My walls?
Yes, in the kitchen, in the bathroom, perhaps in the room.
In general, they're white. But honestly, it's been pretty dark recently and no...
Yeah, we've noticed when we entered. They are full of moisture, Al. What happened? Did you call anyone to do something about it? Except the neighbor. And the soil in the pots was completely damp, full of fungus. I just took one plant out of it and saw that there was no drainage. As we called the company to ask them for the soil, Monique explained the guy what happened and he told us that if the indoor plants don't get enough sunlight and if it is too humid, the conditions are perfect for mold to grow. And mushrooms in houseplants are not a miracle in that case.
Oof.
Yeah. Oof. And did you know that your terracotta pots pull moisture away from the soil? And mold frequently grows on the outside of the pot?
It's on the pots too?
All over them. Well, some of them. And inside of them too. On the surface of the soil. And it seems that a lot of plants in one place can also raise the humidity level to that point that it causes black mold to grow in places like the kitchen and bathroom. All this can be really toxic if ingested by people with a ruined immune system, or by kids or pets.
Ugh.
So, what happened to Elle? That she allowed all this to happen. If someone had told me this, it would be hard to believe it.
Well, all this sounds pretty incredible. But then again... you know what? I guess it had to come to this point. It was inevitable. Difficult is not a good enough word for describing what I went through these last few months. If there wasn't my Fidel and my plants, I wouldn't have survived to this day. After our Zoom conversation in June, I talked to Monique.
Oh.
And until I ended up in the hospital, for 3 months I had no sign of her. Or my grandchild. She got really mad. Monique, attends! Monique! S'il te plaît! S'il te plaît! Fidel was the only living being that moves, that I was in contact with. So now, when you reminded me a bit of what happened? I assume that my health system was also ruined by the corticosteroid I was taking. Fidel was the only being that I was in contact with. Moving being. And I am allergic to cats.
You are what? Since when?
Since you came into my life.
Really?
I'm kidding. But yes, it was about a year ago.
Oh, for that reason Fidel was always in the bathroom.
Yes, that was one of the reasons.
But how did you manage to live with him?
There were many ways. I changed his diet, took some pills, and aerosol for my inhalation. But last month I took these corticosteroids. My loneliness was insupportable. I needed physical contact. So I hung out with my Fidel.
Can I sit here? Beside you, on the bed?
Bien sûr. Viens. Come here.
So, talking to Monique didn't go well, eh?
No. And I knew it would be like that. That's why I was postponing it. But you just gave me some strength that I never had before. And that's why I did it.
I'm sorry if I...
No, you didn't do anything. No one forced me. She had the right to know the truth.
She didn't tell me anything.
I cannot blame her.
But despite everything, she loves you so much. She's so worried about your condition. I'll try to talk to her.
Please, maybe now. It's not the moment.
Of course, not now. If there will be an appropriate moment.
Voilà, Frida. You know what? Many times I wanted to ask you about your name. As far as I know, it is not typical for Dalmatia.
Funny. Many times I wanted to tell you more about it, but usually we had more important stuff to talk about. Frida is not my real name.
Why am I not surprised?
But you can continue calling me Frida. I like it. And you won't be the only one who calls me by that name. My parents gave me another one for my... pretty thick black hair. For a newborn, I would say. It was a rare name back then, but my parents didn't mind. As in Dalmatia, people use a lot of Italian words, and as in Italian, black is called nero. I was called Nera.
Nera?
Nera.
Nera.
Exactement. If you remember, I told you about my first authorial project, Frida. Frida was the title. And after that, a lot of people started calling me like that. I thought it was charming and I didn't have anything against it, so... In Paris, first I was called like that by the lady that's in charge of this residence place, Recollet International. She introduced me to my collaborator. And to your sister. Oh, pardon. Sorry. Still cannot get used to it. To Monique. And I just went with the flow to see where it would take me. Are you mad at me?
Frida, Nera... Who knows how many more names you will have in your life? I don't mind. Life is... far more complicated than what we call each other. Anyway... I was too lazy to explain my name, so...
I had such a problem with the idea of changing my surname if married. I was so attached to my family and to all that they provided for me. I felt a huge responsibility and...
gratefulness?
Of course. What else? But as that offended my fiancé back then... I started thinking, how much do I really want that? To get married? This question shook my ground. Afterwards, when I got married to my art, that I even wasn't aware of, I started changing my name with no effort.
So, you got your answer?
Yeah, but... but I also changed since then.
What? You would like to get married?
Okay, that's not the topic, nor the moment, nor the place for it. What I wanted to say is that when I discovered that the word wounds, in Croatian rane, fits in my name, and my name fits in the English word vulnerability, I concluded that our names carry a message for us. And when I accepted that, I started wearing it, my name, as an order of honor. Later on, as I allowed myself to see myself the way I am, my art started proclaiming the ideas I believe in and the ideals I live for. Do you want to be free? Da! Yes, says the voice from Croatia.
That's why you are alone. If I were a man, I would be scared to approach you.
Oh, thank you, El. Great compliment. I see you are getting better and better.
No,
I bite.
You don't bite, but imagine, all these men listening to what you've just told me. If you see so much just in your name, what's about your life? They just cannot handle it. Most of them. It's too much to deal with. Women like you don't happen often. The right guys know that too. Never forget how rare you are.
That's a more polite way for a word complicated, right? Or weird.
Nothing worthwhile is ever easy. As mentioned so many times, the hardest thing to accomplish is to reach the simplicity of it. And it's always about the journey. But for me, the most important thing in your story is seeing you traveling to the end of the world and back.
Le cercle fermé.
You know, the left side of the brain is dominant in 70-85% of brains. This side helps dreams to get materialized, right? But for the other 15-30% of brains, the dominance is on the right side, the center of creativity through which emotions are channeled. When I met you, according to your overthinking, hypersensibility and empathy, I really thought that you could be diagnosed as mentally over-efficient, as my dear colleague Christelle Petit-Collin calls those kinds of people. But thank God, grâce à Dieu, you are just a hypersensitive overthinking artist who uses her five senses as her best way to make her art therapy. And nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you because, again, it is simple. No one can beat the person who never quits.
Well, my passion, patience, and persistence are there to enlighten me. Yeah, but I really didn't have a choice.
For what?
To be anyone else but who I am today. I mean, another option was the road to the basement, so no choice.
Sorry, pardon, but that is also a choice. Most people take that road. We always have a choice. Love is based on choice. I mean, it should be based on choice and not on the needs of oneself, nor the others. Unfortunately, very often that is not the case. Is that why you went to Croatia? To Croatia?
No, you know why I went back.
Okay. Let me put it another way. Is that why you didn't get back to Paris?
Sorry. Maybe I'm too tired, so I don't understand. Or you are getting it wrong.
I know how much Paris means to you. And not only because of me, but...
Of course, because of myself. I met myself here.
Yes, 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 and who else?
Bunch of people. I'm bad with names, but... You mean the Spanish guy. Of course, he's part of my story. But come on, I'm done with that. I'm wiser. And look, I'm talking about my past with no emotions.
That could be the definition, la definition of wisdom. Looking at our past without emotions. I like it.
Of course, and my collaborator. God, he's so close to me that I almost forgot him. As he's with me all the time. I mean, with my music. I mean, he helped me to talk with myself through my music. And yes, it was hard to forgive him for how he laughed at my desperate artistic move. But somehow we made almost 12 songs. I say almost as I'm stuck with this last one. Who knows? Maybe there will be just 11 in the end. We are keeping working online, but it is going very slow. He has his life here. I have my own in Zagreb. It's not the same as when I lived here.
Don't you come back again?
Oh, that's not simple.
Make it. Make it.
Good one. We took a small break. I need to step back a bit from the material. I was, too protective.
C'est normal. Your mom.
A mom. Yeah. Anyway, I need to finish that last song. Then maybe I will come again. But that's far away now.
Do I hear quitting in your tone?
Oh, of course not. Of course not. What did you say a few minutes ago? That's not my option, ever. Women are complicated. But man, I don't know what to think anymore. We are definitely from different planets.
Something happened?
No, I mean in general. He's male. I'm not. He's French. I'm not. He's a musician, I'm not. Huge differences.
It might be easier if you told me something that you are.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But you know what? There's no need to talk about this. Or him. We are still working together and I know where I made some mistakes. But there is no use of going back. I just need to find some new solutions. I'm really giving this...
Relationship?
No, friendship. Collaboration. A chance. When I think a bit more... I don't recall that I gave so much time to anyone. But my ex.
Well, Frida, seems that you really care.
Well, in the end, he's the father of My music.
And you should never say bad things about the father of your babies. Eh? No matter what happened, right?
Right.
Oh, you know what I just remembered? Do you have your notebook here?
God, Al, no. Of course not.
You have some debts. You owe me some homework.
I do.
Stop laughing, pretending, and buying your time. Did you define it? Your ideal man. The song was Rakia Jivota. What? Are you surprised?
What a memory. Go, girl. But that's the thing that I changed, that I quit doing. I quit leaving the space for the want to show up. I decided to just be love and feed myself with it from the inside. My inner world is the only garden that grows no matter the environmental circumstances. I am no longer a butterfly, but a garden that attracts them.
Oh, good. Good, good. Ça me plaît, Frida. Ça me plaît.
And I have to correct you. I was looking forward to a partner and not a man.
Oh, pardon, mademoiselle. Your... ton partner idéal.
But now, it really doesn't matter. I focus only on the things I can affect or control. Of course, it's not simple. I have better and less good days. But I manage somehow. Look at me. My health is great.
I just remembered how after our last call, I noticed that something changed. Does it seem to you that there is something different about your voice?
My voice?
Yes, I noticed that it's not irritating at all anymore.
My voice is irritating to you? And you tell me now?
It was in some moments. But as I knew the root of the problem, I didn't focus on it, so I didn't mention it.
Okay, what kind of a problem do I have now?
Nothing particular. It just wasn't rooted. But I realized just now how recently it became grounded. No big deal.
No big deal. I irritated you all this time and you didn't tell me? Oh, what a day. What to say? You are really like a box of chocolate. I never know what I'm going to get with you. I'm speechless.
Oh, you don't have to say anything. Just keep on doing what you're doing. It seems that it's going great. Sometimes we just have to accept our improvement without too much analysis. How is your knee? Frida?
Okay. Tell me, what do you think?
You are not limping!
No, that's behind me. The sea did the best job ever. I was swimming the whole summer. Yesterday I swam. I came from my family's place and flew from Split, not from Zagreb. Oh, I almost forgot. Here. Smell it, please. It will nurture you instantly.
Well, I know. I told you. I thought I was in heaven.
I will say that to my mom. That's how my mother's garden smells. Look.
No. Oh, mon Dieu. But you are crazy. With the root? How did you bring it on the plane?
Well, contrairement à Paris, in Croatia people know me. I will tell you once. You know, all your clients brought their plants, so it was time for me to bring mine.
Ma chérie, tu m'as manqué. I missed you. I missed us. I missed us.
Majka, u njoj vidjeti ćeš svoje svitanje.